Greetings, Binge Lords. This is Jason, one of the co-hosts of Binge Movies, coming to you with my instant recommendations. The whole world is in a state of COVID-19 panic, and we're all in this together, and we're, a lot of us are on lockdown or stay-at-home orders or in countries that have been effectively shut down. Some of us are out of work. Some of us are working from home, and we're all in need of an escape. And so I want to give you five recommendations of five movies I think you should watch for this week. Coming in at number five is The Upside, 2017 movie starring Kevin Hart and, Bryan Cranston. It's not a very good movie. On an objective scale, it's not a good movie. It's a remake of, I think, a French film that's partially based on a true story. It's one of those things that is quote-unquote based on a true story, but the movie's way broader and way more fantastical than a true story would be. It currently sits at a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is cliche. It's schmaltz. It is not very good. If you had to pay money to watch it at a theater, I would tell you don't go pay money to watch it. But if you're sitting at home and you have hours to kill and you want something that is going to have a little bit of drama, it's kind of a male rom-com, you know, these two guys, they meet, they don't get along, then they start getting along, and then they don't get along, and then they have to reunite. And so it follows a very familiar formula. But sometimes we're going through stuff like economic meltdown and global pandemic, and we just want the familiar. We want normality. And I would say this is a very normal, paint-by-the-numbers movie with a couple little twists and turns. The two lead performances are good. They're charming. Kevin Hart, this is probably the most charming he's been in a film that I've seen. Like I said, it currently sits at a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not necessarily a movie that I would say is great, but something a little bit uplifting and comforting about it. I think you should give it a watch. That's my number five. Coming in number four, 2001's Ocean's 11. Of course, this is a Steven Soderbergh film with an all-star cast of people who look way younger in 2001. It's hard to believe that was almost 20 years ago. So we're here 19 years later. And what is great about Ocean's 11 is I really love men or just people on a mission movies. Guys, gals who are really, really, really good at have a very particular set of skills and have to put a plan together. And I love the inner cutting of the plan and then show, as they're talking about it, showing the plan actually happening, but it's not happening the way you think it's happening. And the chemistry, I mean, these are farcical movies, all the whole trilogy. These are over the top. I mean, Brad Pitt's eating a bagel or something in every scene. But at the end of the day, it's the chemistry of this entire group of people with the music and the style and the finesse and the Julia Roberts and Andy Garcia parts. The whole thing just comes together to be a highly, highly entertaining movie that's there's a lot of escapist fun because you can just get lost in the charisma of the all-star cast of Ocean's 11. And Bernie Mac is really funny, and you should watch Ocean's 11. That's my number three. A little bit off the beaten path is going to be 2016's Sing Street. This is a follow-up, I believe, by the same guy who did a movie called Once back in the mid-2000s. It is technically a musical. It's set in the 1980s. It's about a kid from a broken home who, or breaking home is probably better put, who has an older brother who's a music head, a vinyl head, and listens to all kind of stuff. And it's, you know, it's an 80s industrialized English, factory town life where stuff was obviously not going gangbusters there. A lot of political and a lot of social and economic challenges for a lot of people. But a kid is going to a private school who's coming from a family that's breaking apart, and who finds himself getting lost in music to try to impress a girl, of all people, a slightly older girl, actually. And it's just a really, it's a musical, but the way that they factor the music in is he creates a garage band with some other outcasts of very untalented people. They come together and form a garage band because he wants to try to impress this girl. And he lied to her, telling her that he was a musician. And she's like, oh, great, whatever. She aspires to be a model or to be in music videos. And we're going to do a music video for my band, and you should be in it, and that kind of a thing. And it's just a very, very charming film. And it's got a great soundtrack. It's super poppy, but one of the great things about it is when he's going through his brother's record collection, and he's imagining himself, and imagines himself sort of becoming these different iterations. You know, he's Depeche Mode or something. He's a little bit more emo-y or proto-emo, and when he's listening to something that's more new wave, he looks a little bit more Flock of Seagull, Duran Duran-ish, that kind of a thing. And so it's a coming of age movie. It's about finding yourself. It's about love. It's about young love. And it's just got a great title track. Drive It Like You Stole It is just a really, really great uplifting song. So even if you like the movie, add the soundtrack to your Spotify playlist, especially Drive It Like You Stole It. That is my number three. My number two is 1987's classic, The Princess Bride. If you're listening to a movie podcast, you've probably seen this. Your mind's made up. Most of you probably love it. Some of you might hate it. You might think it's overblown. It currently has an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's a fair grade for it. Here's a great thing. It's short. It's about an hour and a half, maybe a little bit more. It's highly entertaining. It's not too serious. It's very, very funny. It's just very, very light. I watched it like four times. I had a night in the last week. I just could not sleep. I got a lot going on, and I just couldn't sleep. I was having a hard night. And so I would just turn it on, and I'd watch about 20 minutes of it, and I'd fall asleep, and I'd wake up, and the movie would be over, and I'd restart it, you know, where I left off, and watch another 20 minutes and fall asleep. And it got me through a really rough night, really, really, really rough night. And that's what good movies can do. It was just sort of soothing to me. And so maybe you're out there and you need to be soothed and you need to get your mind off of heavy shit, I would say. Fire up The Princess Bride. Not much more needs to be said about that. If you don't know what The Princess Bride is, come on. What are you doing listening to a movie podcast? And my number one pick of the week, my absolute top pick of the week for you, is 2013's Paddington. I think it's 2013. It might be 2014. I might have that down wrong. But it's definitely Paddington. It has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Well-deserved. This movie is an instant classic. And it also has a very, very good sequel that may or may not be popping up on the list in the not-too-distant future. So I don't want to spoil it for you. You know Paddington. He loves marmalade sandwiches. And wears his little raincoat. It's a very, very touching film. It's awesome. And here's a great thing about it. Some of you are at home with your kids. Your kids are driving you insane. And rather than picking up the bottle or clenching your fist, fire up Paddington. It's a movie that is great for kids, but it's also just really good and very charming, very sweet for the whole family. I label this an instant classic. I think it's just delightful. I think it's wonderful, and I think it's funny, and I think it's got something for the whole family. And so that is why Paddington is my number one pick of the week. Those are my instant reactions. If you have five films, or maybe one film, maybe 20 films that you would recommend, tweet us at Pat and Jason or email the show, bingemovies@gmail.com. What we'll do is we'll retweet your list. I know we have a lot of other podcasters that listen to us, and you're in the movie podcast genre. What are you watching to help you get through this crisis? Fire it off to us. We'll retweet it. Put a link to your show in the tweet. And we'll retweet it, you know, whatever. Cheap plugs. I get it. We'll help each other. No big deal. Or if you're just a John Q. Public binge lord or Jane Q. Public binge lord, just a regular everyday layman out there, just a listener, but you're passionate about movies. You have movies that are helping you get through this crisis. Tweet the show, email the show, tell us what you're watching. We'll retweet you as well. We'll give you a shout out on the next recommendation. That's another thing, right? If you tell us what you're watching, we will shout you out on my next recommendation. So you can build your social media following. It's this nice little symbiotic relationship we have going on here. Isn't that great? So I think it's great. And we can stay in contact with each other. This now is the perfect time. You know, we're social distancing. We're cooped up in our homes all by ourselves. Now would be the perfect time with everything that's going on as we feel maybe isolated, maybe alone, to reach out to one another. So there you go. Until next time, binge on.